By some estimates, it's between 10 and 20 times more powerful than the device that was tested in 2006. I mean, it apparently shook the ground about 130 miles away in a city on the Chinese-North Korean border. So it was clearly a powerful blast, and clearly shows that in those 3 years that North Korea's nuclear technology has come along quite nicely as far as the North Koreans are concerned. But obviously it's a cause for concern for the rest of the region and indeed the wider world.
And in conjunction with North Korea's recent long-range tests, are they a long way from being able to drop a nuclear bomb?
Yeah, I mean, this is the crucial point, really. Some analysts have said today that it's about time that the US administration started treating the North Korean regime in the same way as it treats other nuclear powers around the world. But the crucial difference is that, obviously, it's very difficult to say for certain because North Korea is such a secretive state, but most people who know something about the country agree that North Korea is still quite a long way from being able to miniaturize its nuclear warheads to the sort of size that would be required to then attach them to a long-range ballistic missile. And even though the North Koreans have test-fired ballistic missiles, of course, early last month and also a few years ago, those tests haven't been particularly successful. And although the biggest of their missiles, the Taepodong-2, is theoretically capable of reaching Hawaii and Alaska, in practice it hasn't really shown any signs at all of being able to do that. It does have an arsenal of medium-range and short-range missiles, which of course will be capable of reaching South Korea and Japan. But as far as an intercontinental ballistic missile is concerned, at least one that can carry a nuclear device, I think they're still a long way off.
Here's a difficult question for you, Justin. This move from posture of negotiation to confrontation, what's behind it? What is the motivation? Do we know?
Yes, yeah, so it's always very difficult to get inside the head of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. But I think it's fair to say that having been condemned by the UN Security Council last month after the long-range ballistic missile test, and indeed having had sanctions imposed on North Korea after its first nuclear test in October 2006. What's really been happening since then is that the regime has been, well, first of all, attempted to engage the Bush administration in some sort of bilateral talks, trying to negotiate massive economic and fuel aid in return for giving up its nuclear weapons program. Now, that didn't work out. And given Barack Obama's swift response to the test and the fact that the UN Security Council has met to talk about the crisis, I think that it's fair to say that North Korea has achieved that aim, at least.
At these talks, the UN Security Council being convened, as you say, China and Russia also calling for talks. Aid packages haven't worked, sanctions haven't worked. What can be done?
It's very difficult. It seems that the international community is running out of options. You know, one of the first things that Barack Obama did after he became president was to send Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, to Asia. She came to Japan first, and she made it very clear then that the new administration in Washington was willing to wipe the slate clean and wanted to have a fresh start with North Korea, to talk through the problems that the Bush administration had failed to resolve. And that had absolutely no impact whatsoever. So it's difficult to know what will happen next. One of the things that China has been pressing for, and this perhaps may offer, you know, some hope of progress, is for the North Koreans to return to the six-party nuclear talks in Beijing. Last month, the Koreans walked out of those talks after the UN Security Council condemnation of their missile test and has said that it won't return. But if China, which is obviously North Korea's biggest ally and certainly one of its biggest aid donors, is asking North Korea to reconsider and to return to the negotiating table, then that may have more impact than simple condemnations from countries like the US, Japan, and the UK.